This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say, like the legend of the Phoenix.
Here's the reason why.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Say my name, you know.
Mr. Bombastic!
They said,
oh, what a night!
Oh, on the video!
If they had a thing like this,
it's like that, and that's the way it is!
Hello once again to one and all. Yes, this is Ben Simmons. It's the show that goes like this. It's just gone 6 o'clock. I'm here with you now until 8 o'clock. And as has become the new normal for me in recent weeks, I have got a guest still in the studio. Well, one DJ left, and it's little Winnie, I believe, has come back in. Are you there, Winnie?
Oh, Mr. Simmons, hello! I'm so pleased you're here. I don't like coming in without other blokes here.
Do you not?
Oh, he gets on my nerves, he does, going on and on. He's so happy. So it grinds my gears out. They're so happy. Oh, yes. Oh, no.
I was going to ask
yes.
you, really, as it's Let It Go Day today, is there anything that annoys you as someone who's had a lot of life experience, Winnie? What annoys you that happens regularly to you?
People that don't flush.
Oh, yeah, that must
Oh, don't
that.
Like that. Yeah. Don't flush. They just leave it. They leave the seat up.
Yeah, outrageous.
Don't like them, leave the seat up.
Yes.
I can't stand on it if they leave the seat up and clean the ceilings.
Ah, that's the reason we've had those broken toilets.
Oh, yes. I was out the other day over the weekend.
Yes.
I went with the hubby.
Did you?
I was in the car.
Yeah.
And we went to one of those DIY shops.
Oh, great, yeah.
Yes, it was with a big queue.
Yes.
Although there are others, Mr. Simmons, there are, yes.
I was going to say, you said it for me. Thanks,
and you know, people don't go straight in the shops anymore. So we go around the car park. He said, what's the queue like? I said, it's the same size as the bean. Oh, he was so upset, he was.
I don't think you could top that, Winnie, really. And I think...
Play a record, Mr. Simmons. Well, I need to use the loo.
It's Let It Go Day. You can go and stand on it again. Here's Demi
Lovato.
Need
to let it go right
Cheers,
now.
Winnie. Yes, please.
Let it go. Can't hold it back anymore. Let it go. Let it go. Turn my back and slam the door. Snow glows white on the mountain tonight, not a footprint to be seen. A kingdom of isolation, and it looks like I'm the queen. The wind is howling like this swirling storm inside. Couldn't keep it in, heaven knows I tried. Don't let them in. Don't let them see. Be the good girl you always had to be. Conceal, don't feel. Don't let them know. Well, now they know. Let it go. Some distance makes everything seem small, and the fuse that once controlled me can't get to me at all. Up here in the cold thin air, I finally can breathe. I know I left a life behind, but I'm too relieved to grieve. Let it go.
Let it go.
Turn my back and slam the door.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh yes, hope your Tuesday's marvellous so far. Just coming up to 10 past 6, and what a scorcher it is. Next few days looking pretty wonderful. I know in the evenings we don't do weather reports here on Phoenix FM, not scheduled ones anyway. I'm bringing one to you right now. It's gorgeous out there where I am here in Brentwood. Hope it is wherever you are. You may be listening in Brentwood, Billericay or the surrounding areas on 98 FM. You may be listening through the marvels of the internet on phoenixfm.com. You may not be listening on Tuesday at 9 minutes past 6 and 18 seconds. But you may be listening on the catch-up service, which is absolutely fine. However you're here, whatever time of the week it is, we're very grateful to have you along. Obviously, if you're here listening live, you get to take part in all the interactivity in this program, one of the most crazily interactive programs on Phoenix FM, the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. I'm encouraging you to get involved on social media. And the methods you can use are Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook and at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. Not using Instagram, not using TikTok, not using anything wacky like that. You can send me a carrier pigeon if you want, but it probably won't get here before I leave at 8 o'clock. And I don't want a big trail of pigeons waiting for me for next week. So maybe leave the carrier pigeons for now. We'll try and find a way of involving them another time. Although I'm going to talk about birds in a second, because obviously I like to talk about wacky holidays that are celebrated on the day of the show. Today's got some good ones. Typewriting Day. Yes, none of your fancy computers and word processors. We're honouring typewriters on the 23rd of June. And all those times when Tippex suddenly became incredibly important if you were typing something on a typewriter and made a mistake. Can you imagine? No, you just take it for granted, deleting something, moving the cursor back and carrying on. Imagine all those people before computers that were invented that were like, this is really neat. Ah, oh, just muffed it. Maybe they didn't have that expression back then. Who knows? I'd be interested to know when the expression muffed it first came into parlance, or whether it really is genuinely recognised. I like it anyway. So yes, it's Typewriting Day. It's also Let It Go Day, and we'll be coming on to that with regards to Legend of the Week very shortly. People who've already been on my social media may have had a preview of pet peeves that I want you to send into the show, but that's for later. There will be another Ben's Impossible Question that I'll be explaining to you shortly. Also on the 23rd of June, it's National Hydration Day. So we're celebrating the fact that you really ought to stay hydrated. There will be a lot of tracks in this programme that link to liquid, water, rivens. Rivens? What are rivens? I don't know, but I'd love to link to them. Rivers as well, and oceans. When you put rivers and oceans together, you get rivens. That's what you do, I've decided. As well as those things, it's pink day today as well. So you may be wearing pink, you may be in a room with something pink, maybe your car's pink, or something crazy in your possession is pink. Now, a few weeks back I got people to send in photographs of themselves with random red objects. I'm not going to do that with pink. You're welcome to do it, but it won't earn you Legend of the Week status. There's something else you have to do for that. And I'm going to squeeze in celebrity birthdays, Ben's Impossible Question coming later, lots happening as ever, and all the tracks that link to the themes, most of which have been sent in by you lovely leg end listeners. To that effect, let's have one that's come from Lexi Bushell up in Norfolk. It's Pink Day. Here's Manfred Mann with Pretty Flamingo. Thanks, Lexi. So tight, she's out of reach and out of sight. When she walks by, she brightens up the neighborhood. Oh, every guy would think of his if he just could, if she just would. Some sweet day. Pretty flamingo, and
if she just would. Some sweet day I'll make her mine, pretty flamingo. Then every guy will envy me, 'cause paradise is where I'll be. Sha-la-la, la-la-la-la, pretty flamingo. Someday I'll make her mine. Yes, I will, yes, I will.
That's Manfred Mann and Pretty Flamingo for Lexi Bushell up in Norfolk. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks for being a regular listener to the show. And hello to all the Bushell family. In fact, Dad Eddie Bushell has already done some wonderful research today. I asked about the origins of the phrase muffed it. And although it sounds amusing anyway, Eddie has instantly sent me some information giving evidence that the phrase muffed it was first seen in the English language in 1599. Which is rather impressive. So, absolutely wonderful. And Maria on the Isle of Wight has sent in a message already. Lovely to have people listening and getting involved. Thanks so much. Maria says, I'm eating cream crackers with my homemade guacamole. Very nice. I think I was about 16 or 17 when Pretty Flamingo came out. Well, thanks for sending that in. Good to know you're out there. And getting involved. That's what we love here on the show that goes like this. See, bit of interactivity. People that don't just listen to the radio, they want to send in things. And if people are bothered to make the effort, I'm going to be bothered to give them a shout out, mention them on this station. It's as simple as that. It's a reciprocal arrangement. And I didn't expect to say reciprocal. See, I'm frequently used to doing things like that, and this maybe will give you a hint into Ben's impossible question, which I will reveal in around about, well, let's go early today, around about 6:30, we'll find out what Ben's impossible question is. Another way you can feel happy and pleased with yourself today, you could be the winner, the closest to the answer of Ben's impossible question. Some people have been getting incredibly close recently, and I'd be very, very intrigued to see who gets closest to this particular question tonight. But you have to stay tuned and you'll find out what the question is after 6:30. Right, shall we find some more music then? I think we should. I think we should find a track that was suggested by Barbara Ferry, long-time listener to this programme. And yes, the 23rd of June is World Pink Day. So can you guess what's coming? A song by who? Yes, you're absolutely right. It's a song by Pink. She did a cover of a song from The Greatest Showman, which I absolutely love. It's A Million Dreams. Enjoy this one.
I close my eyes and I can see a world that's waiting up for me, that I call my own. Through the dark, through the door, through where no one's been before, but it feels like home. They can say it all sounds crazy. They can say I've lost my mind. I don't care if they call me crazy. From far away, special things I compile, each one there to make you smile on a rainy day. They can say it all sounds crazy. They can say we've lost our minds.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this. I'm Ben Simmons. It's just gone 20 past six on Tuesday, the 23rd of June, and it's a really lovely evening out there. The next few days looking totally marvellous as well. Now, keep it here. Keep your computer tab open. Keep your FM dial with the volume turned up. We are going to entertain you with some wonderful tracks right through up until 8 o'clock here. And after my show as well, all the music on Phoenix FM, pretty darn fabulous, but loads of exciting, interesting, slightly wacky and crazy features coming on the show that goes like this tonight. I maybe keep bringing it forward because I'm so excited to share it with you, but Ben's impossible question, I've decided, will come after the next track. And remember, lots of ways you can get in touch with this show. Ben Simmons Radio is my Facebook page, at Ben Sim Radio is the Twitter profile as well. So check those out and you can find out loads of interesting things. Now, phoenixfm.com is our website, and obviously there's my own Phoenix blog page on there with updates and previous show recordings and all kinds of stuff going on, but there's such a wealth of information on that website. There's details of guests that are going to be on future shows, not just mine, everybody's on this entire station. You can look up the schedule for the whole week, you can look up local news if you're in Brentwood and Billericay, and also the latest government COVID advice is shared on our website as well, so loads of great things that will help you out as well as entertain you. So phoenixfm.com, give it a look. There are lots of great features on there. Right, so it is Typewriting Day, National Hydration Day, Let It Go Day and Pink Day. And certainly the first few tracks I'm going to play throughout the show tonight do relate to pink in some way or another. Remember, they don't have to be direct links. It can be tenuous links. We love tenuous things on this show. It could be called The Tenuous Show, but that would be a little bit tenuous to hang it on, really. It needed something a bit more. I think the show that goes like this gives a bit more. Anyway, I'm rambling now. Shall we have some more music? Go on then. Right, let's do a little bit of this. Who was this track suggested by? Well, this was suggested by Stuart James and another fellow Phoenix FM presenter, Stuart Pink. I think it's a coincidence that their name's Stuart. I'm pretty excited that Stuart Pink has asked for this track because it's Pink Day, so how appropriate can you get? I'm also excited that Stuart James asked for it because he's a lovely leg end listener, so thanks very much for that. I'll stop rambling and put the track on, shall I? This one is from Aerosmith. Now, it's not I don't want to miss a thing, because that doesn't relate to pink, does it? Stuart James obviously knows. Do you know an Aerosmith track that links to the word pink? I believe this one. It's only called Pink. Completely appropriate and everything.
Pink, it's my new obsession. Yeah, pink, it's not even a question. Pink on the lips of your lover. Cause pink is the love you discover. Pink as the bling on your cherry. Pink, cause you are so very. Pink, it's the color of passion. Cause today it just goes with the fashion. Pink, it was love at first sight. Yeah, pink, when I turn out the light. And pink gets me high as a kite. And I think everything is going to be
be your lover. I wanna wrap you in rubber, as pink as the sheets that we lay on. 'Cause pink is my favorite crayon.
Phoenix FM.
That was Aerosmith and Pink there. Then you can't get a more appropriate title for World Pink Day, can you? So well done, Aerosmith, for coming up with that song. I think they probably only did it knowing that the 23rd of June every year was going to be World Pink Day, and it was pretty much guaranteed radio play. Although if anyone writes a track just for radio play to be guaranteed on one day of every year, it's not great. Although Christmas songs, you're guaranteed maybe a month's worth of radio play, aren't you? So, you know, Aerosmith weren't looking at the bigger picture, I guess. If those indeed are the origins of that track. Now then, I said I would share with you the information regarding Ben's impossible question this week. Shall we do it? Let's do it.
Not true. That's impossible.
Okay, now maybe not as impossible as you think. Now, tonight's impossible question is possibly the easiest impossible question there's been so far on this programme. However, having said that, it's still not easy. It's not just like a simple answer that you're going to know. It's just something you're going to have to guess. And what I like about this is even people related to me aren't really going to have much of an advantage. The only advantage I would say you can get is by knowing me, knowing the things I like, knowing the kind of general knowledge I have and stuff like that. That's all I would say. So, tonight's impossible question is a very simple question. There's no maths involved. You don't have to work out the distance from some random places and multiply it by my resting heart rate and my inside leg measurement or anything like that. We're not going that ridiculous. What I'm going to say is, I've always enjoyed quizzing. People have been doing a lot of quizzing over video chat apps, etc., since lockdown began. And therefore, I know there are other ways of measuring intelligence, and it's not just this is the standard measurement of intelligence anymore. But about half an hour before this programme tonight, I took a free online IQ test. And yes, people can be not so good at taking IQ tests. They can be people that panic under pressure, but they can be amazingly adept at building things. They can not be great with letters and numbers, but be brilliant at music and drama. So there's lots of different types of intelligence. I appreciate that. But if you're just going by a standard IQ test, for Ben's impossible question, don't answer yet, because I'm going to put a post on Facebook while the next track is on. And you've just got to comment beneath the post on my Facebook profile and guess the IQ result I was given by taking a quick 15-minute online test before this programme began. So people's IQs can change throughout their lives, clearly. I went to a grammar school. That's another bit of information that may help you. Although, let's be fair, there were some people in my school who I'd regard as idiots. Anyway, I did an IQ test. You just have to simply guess the result that was given to me, and the person with the nearest answer will be the winner of this week's Ben's Impossible Question.
Not true. That's impossible.
And to that end, here's another track. You have to guess why I'm playing this track. Suggested by Eddie Bushell, it's Barry Manilow. Could it be magic?
Mm-hmm.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons. We're feeling pretty chipper today. It's just gone 6:30 on Tuesday evening. Hope it's marvellous for you. And if you've just tuned in, we have just released Ben's Impossible Question for tonight, where you have to guess my IQ. Not my IQ when I was 18 or when I was 25, but I took an online free IQ test around about an hour before this show began. What was my result? There is a post on my Ben Simmons Radio Facebook page, and it's shared to my personal Ben Simmons page. Just comment below that with your answer. What do you think my current IQ is according to a 15-minute free online IQ test that anybody can take anywhere? So I thought it might be interesting. So who will get closest? Who will get the closest answer to Ben's impossible question? It is of no benefit to you to know where I live, to know where I went to school, to know my inside leg measurement, to know my, shirt size or anything like that. You've just got to guess my IQ. So, yes, it'll be interesting to see who guesses closest as the show develops. But anyway, as well as that, so many things we're celebrating today. Typewriting Day, National Hydration Day, Let It Go Day, and Pink Day. I'll put one more track on and then I'll tell you how you could be Legend of the Week this week. Now, here's a track that was suggested by Ian Lee, wonderful fellow Phoenix FM presenter. He knew it was Pink Day all across the world and he said, why don't you play the Psychedelic Furs Pretty in Pink? Go on then, Ian.
She lives is it, that's the end of the joke. I lose myself in a dreaming and sleep, and the lovers walk through in their coaches. Pretty in
FM.
That was the Psychedelic Furs, Pretty in Pink. Huge thanks to Ian Lee for that. And how remiss of me, I never mentioned why I played Could It Be Magic by Barry Manilow before that. Because those of you who are in the know will know Barry Manilow isn't his real name. His real name is Barry Pincus. I think he did well to choose Manilow. So yes, everyone who isn't in the knows, I should have said, when talking about Barry Manilow. It's all right. It's not offensive. He loves it and jokes about it himself. Anyway, this is the show that goes like this. It's still Tuesday, the 23rd of June. I haven't stopped being Ben Simmons, and hopefully you're still listening, which is truly, truly wonderful of you. But a couple of guesses have come in about my IQ for Ben's impossible question this week.
Not true.
You simply got to guess my IQ as it stands at the moment. I did a very quick free online IQ test an hour before this show. What was my result? That's all. Somebody's had a guess already on Facebook. I want to see a lot of comments on there. All you got to do is guess a number. Maybe you don't know how IQ tests work. Maybe do a very quick one yourself. See what your result is and guess what mine might be. I could share with you some parameters. Perhaps I'll do that a bit later on, because it gives you a kind of idea of where you stand amongst other people by saying these are average scores, etc. So I'll maybe share that information with you later. But don't forget, we've still got Legend of the Week to be up for grabs, and there may be a hotly contested poll after 7 o'clock as well. It's literally all happening on this programme. We've still got to squeeze in celebrity birthdays as well. All this and amazing music, much of which has been suggested by you. Truly, truly fabulous to be here and have you along as well. So, utterly, utterly marvellous. And, right, and hello to Chrissy Rose, who's just sent a message. So, hello to you. Good to know you're listening. That's fabulous. And, right now, let's get some more Pink-related music. An obvious band name. Great track, though. Pink Floyd.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom. Teacher, leave them kids alone.
Floyd there then, and another Brick in the Wall, a song all about the art of bricklaying from Pink Floyd. Absolutely marvellous. Hope you're all okay. It's still Tuesday the 23rd of June. This is the show that goes like this, and currently we're celebrating all things Pink. Yes, we've played songs by Pink already. If you're joining us late, that ship has sailed. Not to worry though, that was Pink Floyd. And right, what's going on? Well, we've recently posted about Ben's impossible question for this week. You've simply got to guess my IQ. There's a post on Facebook asking you to comment below with your answer, and then you just have to put your answer as a comment in there. All I'm going to say to help you out, it is a three-digit answer. Let's not be crazy about this, okay? It's a three-digit answer. And, yeah, loads more exciting tracks still to come. Celebrity birthday's got to come in. And I said I would tell you how you could be Legend of the Week this week. Now, obviously, you have to do something interactive to earn this accolade. You can't just, I don't know, kind of just smile at yourself and be legend of the week. what was that? When I had to think of something banal, smile at yourself. What was that? Brilliant. anyway, to be legend of the week this week and be interactive in doing so, what I'm asking people to share, because it's Let It Go Day, where you might be inclined to think about things that bother you, maybe small things that just bother you a little bit too much, and you're trying your best to let it go. I want people to share examples of things that drive them absolutely crazy, that you're faced with in everyday life, not kind of terrible things like war and famine and pandemics, etc., but just kind of little everyday things that niggle away at you every single time they happen. And I'm going to share some of those throughout the rest of the programme, and some of mine as well. Little things that you find incredibly annoying. If you didn't hear the end of Ian Lee's Drive Time show, I'll share this with you again. If I'm walking along, and unlike in recent times, it's relatively busy wherever you're walking, and somebody's in front of you, no matter how old they are, walking at a slower pace than you want to walk, and there's no way of getting past them, and you have to just accept it and get on with it, and just walk slowly until there is a safe place to overtake. Oh, that drives me crazy. In the words of Peter Griffin on Family Guy, that really grinds my gears. Yes. So what grinds your gears? Share examples of that on the post on Facebook, and the one that I deem most hilarious will get that person the Legend of the Week award for this week, show number 122 of the show that goes like this. How on earth has that happened? First started on Phoenix FM in 2017, still here. It's been a marvellous journey, and thanks to many of you for being here throughout most of it. But yes, if you want to be Legend of the Week tonight, find the post on my Facebook page asking about things that drive you crazy, your kind of pet peeves, small things, niggly little things, annoying things. Share them, we'll deal with them throughout the rest of this programme. It's just gone 10 to 7, and for now, we're moving away from Pink-related music. Oh no, I hear you say. Well, don't despair, because yes, it's National Hydration Day. Let's have a lot of tracks that relate to water, wet things, rivers, seas, streams, lakes, and oceans.
sun's gonna shine on everything. Gonna shine on everything you dream. The sky's so blue. The sun's gonna shine on everything you dream. Don't know why it's so blue. The sun's gonna shine on everything you dream. The sky's so sun's gonna shine on everything.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Okay, I think it's fair to say I may have opened a very small can of worms with my request for people to send in little things that annoy the heck out of them and pet peeves. Not huge things, not huge world problems, but small everyday things you have to deal with that just get at you every single time they occur and it builds up inside you and you want to get into an uncontrollable rage and slap someone. Well, lots of people have sent in examples of these. I'm going to not do too many at a time so that they can last throughout the rest of the programme, but I expect more will come in as we progress. But David Rapp just sends in this one. Elderly parents. Bit harsh there, David. I kind of know what you mean. Trying to get some parents to understand technological things that maybe they haven't grown up with and are slightly less familiar with than yourself can be frustrating. An example of which is the following story told to me by a good friend of mine, Nick. He told me his father is quite an elderly gentleman and has had a very, very basic mobile phone for approximately 15 to 20 years. And when I say basic, I'm talking about one of those old Nokia 3310s with an incredible battery. Maybe he's replaced the battery somewhere along the way, but you know, those that you just used to play Snake on, that you didn't even worry about the internet. It was just phone calls and Snake on old Nokias, wasn't it? now you can do everything on a phone. But anyway, Nick's dad had one such old phone. And then he had to request a code to be sent to his phone via a text message. Now, whenever anything technical needs to happen for Nick's dad that Nick takes him through, he'll do it for him, you know, and where possible use software, for example, on a computer where you can sort of take over another person's computer and make changes to help them out. Obviously, a bit more difficult with a mobile phone. So Nick phoned his dad's landline and said, right, the company are going to send a code through to you. It will come as a text message on your mobile phone. His dad understood that and said, OK, that's absolutely no problem. That's marvellous. So Nick waited and said, have you received the text message? I've just actioned it, so they should have sent you this code. He said, no, it hasn't come through. He said, OK, well, sometimes it can be a slight delay, as we all know, maybe not instant. And waited a couple of minutes. They carried on their conversation. He said, has that message come through yet? I said, nope, still not here. You must have done it wrong. He said, I haven't done it wrong. I've done these kinds of things over and over again. You should definitely have it. He went, nope. They carried on the conversation. About 5-10 minutes later, he said, it still hasn't come through. And Nick said, this is really weird. I'm going to have to phone the company up and ask them what the heck's going on. And he said to his dad, not being funny, but your phone is switched on, isn't it? And he said, no, of course it isn't. It's run out of battery. Still expecting the phone company to be able to break through the absolute zero power being sent to his phone and still send that code. Elderly parents, I understand where you're coming from, David Rapp. Thanks to Nick for sharing that story. Let's have some more hydration-related music. Here's Wet, Wet, Wet.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
It's always nice to be able to share this with you on the show that goes like this. My wonderful wife, Hayley Jane, has sent a message into the studio, into the station, while the show is on air. That doesn't usually happen. Unfortunately for me, it's in response to the question, please share examples of things that drive you absolutely crazy on my Facebook page. And she's just put, with lots of laughing emojis, you. Well, I don't know if it can be fair to say that's gone down like a lead balloon in the studio, but there you go. No, thank you so much for that, darling. Lots and lots of love as ever. Right, looking forward to getting home after the show. Anyway, moving swiftly on, what other things that, you know, a little annoying things, but they happen over and over again and you're faced with them in everyday life and they really grind your gears, they really upset you. Well, what examples of those have we got? Barbara Ferry says, crazy people acting normal and normal people acting crazy. That's my household and my dad, right? We won't go into that any further, but thanks for sharing. Here's one I heartily agree with. Eddie Bushell says, misuse of there, and there. Different spellings of the word there. T-H-E-R-E, T-H-E-I-R, T-H-E-Y apostrophe R-E. That is one thing, but he's not just stopped there. Misuse of there, and there, and should of instead of should have, and your, Y-O-U-R and Y-O-U apostrophe R-E. Yes, I had an extensive debate with a good friend of mine on Facebook that lasted a few days, actually, really heartily arguing with each other in a good-natured way about how incorrect use of grammar shows potentially that someone may be less educated, but he didn't accept that, and he thought we should allow all grammatical errors to go and not draw attention to them, not make people feel bad about them. If you understand what someone means, then it's absolutely fine, which I intensely disagree with, but I may be wrong. Anyway, there, and there, should of, that is so annoying, and you see it all over social media now, and you're like, guys, it should have. It's the word should and an apostrophe and V-E. An apostrophe means an abbreviation. It means that H and A have been taken off the beginning of the V-E. It should have. Should have. I should have done that. Should have done that. And everybody now thinks it's I should have done that. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make any sense. I'm getting annoyed even explaining it now. Oh. Right. Well, I think I need some more music to get over that. But yes, thanks, Eddie Bushell, for bringing grammatical errors back to my attention. Mrs. Bushell, Naomi, has said that things that annoy her are people who constantly correct the use of there, should of, and your. So perhaps we've started some kind of domestic argument at the Bushell household this evening. But there you go. In that case, I'm extremely sorry. My mum's even weighed in and said, should of drives me nuts. Maybe it's hereditary that it drives me nuts as well. And a man in a car with a load of pecans behind him drives him nuts too. A lot of songs associated with water are quite mellow, I find. We've had The Lighthouse Family, we've had Wet, Wet, Wet. We're now going to have Simon and Garfunkel. Enjoy.
Get round and from
Classic Simon and Garfunkel there with Bridge Over Troubled Water. I was singing along with that in the studio. Were you as well? Now, because of the grammatical error argument we've just had before that song came on, I have to draw your attention to something else in the list of things that annoy people. Chrissy Rose has said people who use pacifically in sentences instead of specifically. I understand. And I do understand there are people who may make mistakes and maybe don't know, which is absolutely fine. And, you know, really, it's not for me to judge, but they are things that I find annoying. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm in a minority, but it seems not. But if don't feel bad if you make those mistakes, but just if you do, maybe you should find out the difference. Anyway, what else can I say? Well, I've put up Ben's hotly contested poll for this week, which simply asks, which is the more annoying mistake, should of or pacifically? So, in honour of Eddie Bushell, who hates should of, and in honour of Chrissy Rose, who hates pacifically, which is more annoying? That is the hotly contested poll for the rest of this programme. And in the early voting, 33% of voters saying should of, 67% of voters saying pacifically. It could all change, clearly, so cast your vote. Get yourself on my Ben Simmons Radio Facebook page. It's also shared to my own personal Ben Simmons page. And the votes, I'm sure, will flood in throughout the rest of this programme. And remember, we want to encourage you to send in examples of pet peeves, little things that annoy you throughout the rest of the programme as well. And also have a go at guessing my IQ if you want to. You're more than welcome to do that. There are lots of ways you can get interactive and get involved. Many people have done so already. Thank you very much for doing that. What else can I share with you about examples of things that drive people completely crazy? Well, despite me being one for my wife, which is a little bit of a shame, Bobbo Roberts has said this, and this is interesting. I don't quite get this, but he says, what gets me is the postmen all round here drop elastic bands. I last Tuesday picked up 78 outside our flat and another 15 on the way to the supermarket. If anyone has a good idea what to do with them, please say. Well, we do like to help out on the show that goes like this, Bobbo. Previous multiple Legend of the Week award winner, Bobbo Roberts, and he's found a lot of cast aside elastic bands. I've never heard of that before. The postman or postwomen doing that. I've heard of letters being bundled together in elastic bands. Why would they throw them away? What you could do, Bobbo, is once you've got enough of them, make one of those elastic band balls and enjoy bouncing it up and down. Although you probably do need hundreds, but you start winding them around each other and making balls out of them, don't you? And Barbara Ferrier suggested you could use them to make face mask coverings, which would be particularly useful in these times. So yes, you could do that. You need some material to put with them, obviously. If you cover your entire face in elastic bands, you're going to have a very strange expression afterwards. But anyway, yeah, thanks for sending that in. So we've had grammatical errors. We've got postmen dropping elastic bands all over the floor. We've got elderly parents. We've got crazy people acting normal and normal people acting crazy. Lots of these little annoyances that people have to deal with throughout their lives. I'm enjoying them. Thank you so much for sending them all in. It's certainly keeping me entertained. And somebody who sent in one of those examples will be Legend of the Week tonight. So absolutely marvellous. The voting on the hotly contested poll has changed before my very eyes. It now stands at 60% of voters hate should of, 40% hate pacifically. Cast your vote. Lots of things you can do. It's not really complicated, you know. Open an extra tab, check out my Facebook profile, few clicks and you've got involved. It's absolutely marvellous. Right, it's been mellow for a while. Let's get less mellow, but still hydration related. It's Queen.
FM.
That was Seven Seas of Rye by Queen, suggested by Siobhan Roxburgh. And before that, Bridge Over Troubled Water, Simon and Garfunkel, was suggested by Paul Milton. So thank you very much for that. I think there was a few I failed to attribute to a person. Lighthouse Family's Ocean Drive was suggested by Beth and Buck, and Another Brick in the Wall by Pink Floyd was suggested by Barry Collins. I thank you. Gary Collins, beg your pardon. I was still thinking back to Barry Manilow and Barry Pincus. But that was Gary Collins. But thanks to everybody who's sent in song suggestions, who's voted on the hotly contested poll, who's sent in examples of things that annoy them, who's given an answer to Ben's impossible question. All those things and more will be resolved in the next 41 minutes and 50 seconds. It's exciting, isn't it? And lots of hydration-related music to take us through to the end of the show now. So I'm going to stop talking quite as much and let you all carry on with your social media interactivity, which is generally wonderful. Anyone that gets involved on this programme, no matter how they spell things, I'm exceedingly grateful that they've done so. Don't take it personally if I've had a go at people who make grammatical errors. It momentarily annoys me and I get over it. I feel like it affects Eddie Bushell a little bit worse, though. Anyway, let's move on. Let's get some more tracks on. Here's another hydration-related track. It's Avril Lavigne. She doesn't like her head underneath the water.
I've got to keep the calm before the storm. I don't want less, I don't want more. Must bar the windows keep me safe, to keep me warm. Yeah, my life is what I'm fighting for. Can't part the sea, can't reach the shore. And my voice becomes the driving force. I won't let this pull me over. God keep my
Yaha, that isn't wrong. And the highly contested polls just had a swathe of votes come in that have changed things again. So which is the more annoying mistake, should have or pacifically? Currently 40% of voters say should have, 60% say pacifically. So that's slightly more annoying in the world of grammatical errors. There you go. If you want to change things, get online, get onto Facebook, Ben Simmons Radio, or my personal Ben Simmons page, and you can cast your vote on that poll. You can share things about pet peeves and annoyances that drive you crazy, and you can have a go at guessing my IQ. Someone who shares the most amusing, annoying thing will be my legend of the week tonight, and the person that guesses closest to my correct IQ, according to the online test I took an hour before the show tonight, and that person will have the honour of knowing they got closest to the answer of Ben's impossible question.
Not true. That's impossible.
Keep it here on Phoenix FM and you will find out the answers all within around about 30 minutes time. It's very exciting as 8 o'clock approaches on a Tuesday evening, certainly on the show that goes like this. I'm delighted to say we've had a deluge of extra listeners after 7 o'clock, so maybe people were doing something up to 7 o'clock today. Who knows? But thanks if you've been here from the very beginning. Thanks if you're only joining us now. Thanks if you're even listening on catch-up and just accelerating your way through the show and you just happen to be listening to my voice on this bit. Anyway, I'm going to keep the tracks going. We've got 35 minutes to fill your station with tracks. So to that end, let's have another one, shall we? Let's have... Well, they all have to be hydration-related at the moment. So here come the Beatles. What song have they done that's hydration-related? Oh, yes.
In the town where I was born, lived a man who sailed to sea, and he told of his life in the land of submarines. So we sailed on to the sun till we found the sea of green, and we lived beneath the waves in our yellow submarine. We all live in a yellow submarine, yellow submarine.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
It is. If you've joined us late, it's the 23rd of June. It's typewriting day today. It's National Hydration Day. It's Pink Day. And it's Let It Go Day. Because it's Let It Go Day, I ask people to share little annoyances with me. There's a post on Facebook, you have to comment below. And because it's Pink Day, we played a lot of tracks relating to Pink in some way or another. Yes, by the artist Alicia Moore, otherwise known as Pink. But not just that. Also, Typewriting Day. We haven't celebrated that really in any way at all, other than I mentioned it at the start of the programme. And National Hydration Day. Now, a lot of the tracks you will be hearing have been suggested by you lovely Legend listeners, and they all relate to water or bodies of water in some way or another. To that end, we're going to have two tracks quite close together now, with very little of me in between. One that's very, very old, one that's bang up to date. They both relate to hydration, though. Here's A Moon River from Johnny Mathis. Be many radio shows where you get Moon River by Johnny Mathis followed by Rain on Me by Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande. It happens on the show that goes like this, though.
I didn't ask for a free ride. I only asked you to show me a real good time. I never asked for the rainfall. At least I showed up. You showed me the thin out. It's cold. Rain on me, rain, rain, rain on me.
to the sky. I'll be your galaxy. I'm about to fly. Rain on me, tsunami.
Head up to the sky.
I'll be your galaxy.
I'm about to fly.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was Gaga and Grande. Right now, time for a few celebrity birthdays. I knew you'd be excited. Well, yes, it's the 23rd of June, and that means French footballer, now Real Madrid manager Zinedine Zidane, is 48 today. Singer Jason Mraz is 43 today. America's Got Talent judge Randy Jackson is 64 today. From The Big Bang Theory, Melissa Rauch is 40 today. Actress Selma Blair is 48 today. And singer Duffy is 36 today. And had they survived, then today Bob Fosse would have been 93, Alan Turing would have been 108, and Edward VIII would have been 126. Those are today's celebrity birthdays. If it's your birthday, everyone here at Phoenix FM wishes you very many happy returns as well. Right, hydration-related tracks to get in before the end of the show. Can I really get in six more tracks? I think so. Here's a classic. Love the video too. It's Rihanna.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Yeah. Rihanna.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Good girl going bad.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Take three.
Uh-huh.
Action.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
No clouds in my stones. Let it rain, I hide your plane in the bank. Coming down like a Dow Jones. When the clouds come, we gone. We Rockefeller, we fly higher than weather. And she flies are better. You know me, in anticipation for precipitation. Stack chips with a rainy day. Jay, Rain Man is back. With Little Miss Sunshine, Rihanna, where you at?
You have my heart, and we'll never be worlds apart. Maybe in magazines, but you still be my star, baby. Cause in the dark, you can't see shiny cars. And that's when you need me there. With you, I'll always share.
Phoenix FM.
That was Riri and Umbrella then. I don't know if I know her well enough to call her Riri, but I'm going to go for it. I've tweeted her anyway to tell her that I played a track on the station. She'll probably ignore it. But how your Tuesday? Still absolutely marvellous. I've just had a lovely online altercation, so to speak, with Rachel Woollett, regular contributor to this show, and asked about things that annoy her. She said, where to start? I said, go on. And she said, people who eat too loudly, people who breathe too loudly, people who laugh at things that aren't funny. Three good reasons why I don't like the cinema. I can't concentrate on the film because someone seven rows away is eating loudly, breathing loudly, and laughing at bits of the film that aren't funny. I do understand those things can be incredibly annoying. Although I replied, breathing loudly in the cinema, you must really hate Darth Vader. Rachel said, I can't hear him over all the loud eating and laughing. And I said, Darth Vader is no laughing matter. He might force choke you. She said, as long as he does it quietly. Touché, touché. Completely love all that. Thanks so much for that. It's not too late to send in examples of things that annoy you. Maybe the hilarious, most hilarious, or even one that I agree with the most might earn that person that sent it my Legend of the Week award tonight. And who will be closest at guessing my IQ for Ben's impossible question? And for the hotly contested poll, it currently stands at 50-50. Which is the more annoying mistake, should of, or specifically? It's 50-50 right now after an awful lot of votes have come in. That means one vote could sway it either way. If you haven't voted yet, get onto the poll, Ben Simmons Radio or my Ben Simmons personal profile page, and you can, in a single click, cast your vote. Will there be a clear winner before we go off the air tonight? Let's not worry about that for now. Here's Blondie.
The tide
Phoenix FM.
Blondie there then with The Tide Is High. I'm not going to say too much other than there's going to be one more track, then I'm going to reveal the answer to Ben's impossible question.
It's not true. That's impossible.
Not too late to get your answer in if you can find the right place to do so on Facebook, Ben Simmons Radio, or my Ben Simmons personal profile. One more track, then we find out who's closest. Here's Ike and Tina Turner, Hydration Related, River Deep Mountain High. Then the time has come. Let's do this.
Not true. That's impossible.
Well, about an hour and a half ago, I asked you to guess my IQ according to the IQ test I did earlier on this afternoon. a free online IQ test that takes about 15 minutes to answer against the clock, asking you lots of questions that are supposed to test your brain power. And thanks to everyone that sent in guesses. Barbara Ferry said 110. Oh no, her husband said 110. She said 119. Paul Milton said 101. Dave Bourne said 121. Rachel Willett said 120. Barry Cooper said 126. Getting better. Graham Long said 13. I'll ignore that. Huge thanks to Susan Starr, who said 146. Bit crazy there. Eddie Bushell says 118. Daniel Perry says 128. But the winner is Lynn Parry. Huge congratulations to Lynn. Why is she the winner? Because she said 132. According to the test I did, my IQ is currently 133. It's rather high, I would say. I don't want to blow my own trumpet. Someone with an IQ as high as me could probably do that, though. Apparently 90 to 109 is kind of average, 110 to 120 is above average, 120 to 130 is superior, according to this test. I'm 133. I'm going to leave it there with a penultimate track. This is Boney M.
We remember time.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That's right, time to sum it all up then. Well, the hotly contested poll has finished 50-50. Which is the more annoying mistake, should of, or pacifically? It's 50-50 as I go off the air. Huge thanks to some late entries guessing my IQ. My mum said 129. Nick Murphy said 189, which I suspect may be facetious, but thanks for that all the same. And to all the people that sent in examples of pet peeves and annoyances, the likes of elderly parents and grammatical errors and postmen dropping elastic bands outside your front door. The one that I found made me think the most was from Chrissy Rose, who suggested pacifically as a mistake that people commonly make, and hard luck to Rachel Woollett, who had annoyances in the cinema. But tonight's Legend of the Week is Chrissy Rose. Well done, Chrissy. You can hold your head high for at least the next 7 days. Have another go next week. I'll be back at the same time next week. And yes, it's Pink Day and it's National Hydration Day. Wouldn't it be good to finish on a track that combined those two things? Well, I think I've done it. Stick around. Rob Harvey up next with Synth City. I'll see you next week. Take care. Bye for now.
Tonight, what's the dealio? I love when it's all too much. 5 a.m., turn the radio up. Where's the rock and roll? Party crasher, penny snatcher. Call me up if you a gangster. Don't be fancy, just get dancy. Why so serious? So we're so fast if you are. Don't you understand? Wish you just freak out.
Freak out already.
Can't stop coming in hot. I should be locked up right on the spot. It's so on right now.
It's so on right now.
Body crasher, panty snatcher. Call me up if you a gangster. Don't be fancy, just get dancy. Why so serious? So we're so fast if you.
Is empty. That sucks.
So if you're too school for cool,
I mean,
and you treat it like a fool, you can choose to let it go. We can always party on our own.